Flux FM stellt vor. Musiker, Macher, Kreative.
Berlin ist seit Jahren Hauptstadt vieler Künstler. Besonders in Mitte findet man jede Menge Galerien, aber es gibt natürlich noch andere Städte, die enorm wichtig sind für die Kunst, die seit Jahrzehnten stilbildend und auch anziehend für Künstler sind. Zum Beispiel London. Im Londoner East End sitzt die Graffiti Life Gallery, eine Institution für Street Art. Und hier werden jungen Künstlern eine Plattform geboten, die ihre Werke ausstellen können. Morgen wird eine temporäre Dependance bei uns in Mitte in der Torstraße aufmachen mit Werken von 8 verschiedenen tollen Künstlern. Und einer dieser 8 ist jetzt bei mir im Studio, nämlich Darren John. Ich sage herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM.
Welcome.
Hi Darren. You just told me you went from Birmingham to Berlin to live here for about 8 months. Tell us about your time in Berlin.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I finished my studies in Birmingham. I was studying a kind of quite open design-based degree where you can kind of choose your path throughout, almost like a storybook. You know, if you want to do this to the dragon, you go to this page, sort of like that. So each module kind of went its own route. So I finished my studies, sort of not really knowing much where I wanted to do. I didn't really fine-tune myself. And I thought, actually, I want to go somewhere that's really creative, really great, and experience it a little bit more, you know?
Yeah. How was the street art scene back then in Berlin?
Well, I don't know about Berlin, but particularly in Birmingham, it was slow. It's not as exciting as it was now.
Yeah.
Maybe because people are more accepting to it now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as soon as I moved to Berlin, it was, wow, you know, everything is so exciting, not just the graffiti scene, but also the street art scene.
Yes.
It really opens your eyes to it. There's so much more here than in London.
Much more than in London, really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
In London, there's kind of, it's more condensed into the East area,
mm-hmm.
which because of that, of course, the photographers flock to the East side, which make a lot of the work some artists are producing quite contrived in that they go there because they know it's going to be documented, you know? Whereas I find in Berlin, it's a lot more spread out. There's a lot more areas of kind of derelict, abandoned buildings, areas which haven't been regenerated just yet.
Yeah.
Really exciting to explore. And, you know, this is one of the reasons that I stayed in Berlin for, you know, maybe 9 or 10 months.
Ja, also er war damals ja in Birmingham und hat auch da studiert und sich in verschiedenen Bereichen ausprobiert. Und irgendwann, die Szene war natürlich total klein da, die Street-Art-Szene. Und er ging irgendwann nach Berlin und merkte, wow, hier ist ja unglaublich was los und unglaublich viele kreative Künstler am Werke. Und das Schöne ist auch, dass wenn man jetzt im East Part von London ist, dass man so ein bisschen auch auf dem Präsentierteller ist und da alles genau natürlich unter die Lupe genommen wird. Und hier in Berlin, da gibt es die kleinen feinen Nischen und in Hinterhöfen wird gewerkelt und gebastelt. Und das fand er damals schon sehr interessant. So you were creative when you were in Berlin as well? Did you sell something?
The trip was entirely sort of to be productive. And it was successful. It was really good. I found that I was still doing some commercial work in the UK. So I'd be flying back to London to do jobs and then fly back here.
Yes.
Because London's so expensive to live. But I could still make that work. But only for a short time, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now it's raining cats and dogs. Nur falls ihr euch wundert, unser schräg gestelltes Fenster im Studio, da wird gerade auch nicht drauf geprasselt. Nicht, dass ihr euch wundert, was ist denn da los? So let's talk about Graffiti Life, the gallery, which is normally in London.
That's right.
But now comes to us to Berlin. We are really happy about that. 8 artists from London will exhibit in the gallery, and you're one of them. So what is your focus there?
Well, the piece that I have showing is quite a playful, character-based piece. It's a painting with a sculpture that accompanies the piece. The painting kind of plays on imagination. It's a simple painting. Depicts a character who is gazing at the moon and he's wearing a superhero outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of his choice is the Flash from the Golden Era. So he has his blue hat with his yellow wings. And it's kind of, he is embodying the character because in his imagination he's this guy and he's doing it. But the sculpture is much more the reality. It's made of homemade materials. It's quite crummy, quite crudely made. And it's just kind of a fun way to, you know, prompt your imagination can be as wild as you want. And it's a wonderful and powerful thing.
Is it also possible to buy it, or was it in London and now here and that's going to another city?
It's available still, which, if you like it, give it a good home.
Go for it.
Yeah,
put
absolutely.
A red dot on it. It's mine.
Let's do it.
What's the difference between your work and the others?
Well, you know what? There's some similarities. The stuff that we've curated for this show is probably quite a strong blend of the artists we generally use. So there's a nice mix between more abstract-based works and character-based works with a little photorealism sort of thrown in there, which is one of the things the Graffiti Life guys are really, really strong at, kind of the forefront runners in London for that kind of work. So there's a couple of guys. Curtis Hilton is fantastic, really nice character-based works, very expressive. Really kind of fun. It kind of ticks the same satirical kind of box which my work sort of, I feel, falls into. Mm-hmm. Other people like Nuzo, whose work is very geometric. It's kind of blending kind of very layered, much enjoyment in depth and colour and textures and typography. It's really lovely stuff.
Also ein paar Hochkaräter aus der Street-Art-Szene in London, aus dem East End, haben sich zusammengefunden, um dann in der Torstraße ab morgen auszustellen in einer temporären Dépendance. Und wir wollen gleich weiter darüber sprechen hier bei Flux FM. Licky Lee hören wir vorher mit Dance, Dance, Dance. Und vielleicht beruhigt sich der Regen bis dahin auch ein klein wenig. Licky Lee mit Dance, Dance, Dance bei Flux FM. Und das schüttet immer noch aus Eimern, aber es macht es natürlich umso gemütlicher, ihr Lieben. Wir sprechen weiterhin über Graffiti Life Gallery, die einen kurzen, eine Stippvisite macht und hier in Berlin vorbeikommt. Junge Künstler stellen dort ihre Werke aus. Normalerweise sind sie in der Brick Lane in London, aber jetzt habt ihr die Chance, auch endlich mal hier bei uns in der Torstraße vorbeizuschauen und zu gucken, was die acht tollen Künstler alles so drauf haben. Und einer von ihnen ist immer noch bei uns im Studio, nämlich John Darren. And the Graffiti Life in London is sort of an institution of street art. Tell us a little bit about it and its history.
Yeah, Graffiti Life, it's run by artists. It's an artist-run gallery, which is nice. It means that the focus is not necessarily strictly on business. It's kind of nurturing the people who we've all grown with. These are normally our peers who we're working with, which I'm kind of pleased to be a part of. The gallery's in its infancy still. I think it's just within its first year. We do monthly rolling shows that range from all sorts of different artists, different themes, solo shows, group shows. And I think the most exciting ones so far have been the group shows. Really, yeah. Kind of, we can be really creative with the concepts for the shows. We had a sketchbook show, which we got up to 50 artists sending in work from around the world. Wow. That we posted on all of the walls. They were attached to kind of fences and they were available for a really low cost and everyone enjoyed it and most of the work sold. Yeah. And it was never about making money, but all of the artists were so happy to be able to sell pieces that they would have perhaps not looked at collecting dust, you know?
Yeah, so, great. It sounds like a little bit like the DIY scene, like you have your own choice what to do and
absolutely.
Not have a big boss who says, no, this is not good work, not good art, we don't sell this.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
Also er sagt, diese Galerie, die gibt es jetzt ja noch gar nicht so lange, ist im Grunde noch in den Kinderschuhen und das Tolle daran ist, dass es alles junge Künstler sind, die ihr eigenes Ding machen, die selber kuratieren und Werke aussuchen und alles ausstellen, wo vielleicht andere sagen würden, nee Leute, das wird wahrscheinlich nicht einen hohen Preis erzielen, das stellen wir gar nicht erst aus. Jeder kann zeigen, was er will und letztendlich mit ihren tollen Ideen bringen sie doch ihre Kunst irgendwie an den Mann. Es gibt natürlich auch Stücke, die dann um die 1000 Pfund oder so kosten, aber es gibt natürlich auch kleinere Sachen, denn es gibt ja auch ein Klientel, das nicht so viel raustun kann, was ja auch verständlich ist.
So what do the artists think that are coming to Berlin right now? About 8 artists, you're one of them.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been here, you've lived here, but the others probably not. What do they think of this exhibition here in Berlin? Show their
it's
work.
It's exciting. It's really exciting. Naturally, for somebody to exhibit work at any time is, you know, really exciting, and you always want to push to new audiences to take that to such an exciting city with people so accepting of the type of work already is amazing. You know, everybody's super excited to see it. It's just a shame nobody could make it out, aside from myself, to come and see it and enjoy, you know, the experience.
Yes. Are they all from London, the artists, or where do they come from?
Some are more from the suburbs, and some are from kind of further afield. A bit of a mixed bag. But primarily, I think a lot of the people we work with tend to be in around London, which makes it kind of easier for us to liaise with them.
Yeah.
But also, that's where a lot of people flock to, you know.
Also die meisten, die sind natürlich aus London, aber viele auch so aus der Umgebung, die sich in diesem Dunstkreis dann zusammengefunden haben. Und ihr seid natürlich herzlich eingeladen, dort vorbeizukommen und euch das alles anzuschauen.
So you will be here for a few days and then go back to London, or what will you be doing then?
Yeah, that's right. I leave just after the opening, which could be difficult. Mm-hmm. So I leave on Thursday, straight back to London and pack my bags again, and then fly to Norway the following day for another project that the Graffiti Life guys have. So it's going to be a crazy end of the month. Yeah, it's very busy.
Einer der Street Art Künstler aus London, John Darren, ist bei uns zu Besuch und er ist unter anderem mit anderen Künstlern von morgen bis Samstag in der Torstraße in Mitte. Da gibt es eine temporäre Dependance der legendären Graffiti Life Gallery. Und ja, ich habe mich sehr, sehr gefreut. Wenn ihr euch das jetzt mal angucken wollt, und dann merkt euch doch bitte unbedingt, dass das eben in der Torstraße ist. Und das ist überhaupt kein Problem. Präsentiert wird dieser Kulturaustausch nämlich von der britischen Tourismuszentrale Visit Britain und Hostelworld.com. Damit wollte ich sagen, wenn ihr auch mal das euch in London im Original angucken wollt, und die verlosen nämlich unter allen Besuchern auch noch eine Reise nach Großbritannien. Es lohnt sich also auf jeden Fall, da mal vorbeizuschauen. British Street Art in Berlin. Von morgen bis Samstag in der Torstraße 95 in Mitte. So, I think I told everybody everything. Do you have to say something as well? Or are we done here?
We might be done. I could give 100 shout-outs, but maybe maybe again say a big, big thank you to Hostelworld and Visit Britain, who are supporting the event. And yeah, genau. For those of you who are around during the week, please come by.
Ja, also herzlich eingeladen seid ihr von morgen bis zum Samstag in der Torstraße in Mitte. Schaut euch Graffiti Life Gallery an, die extra hier nach Berlin gekommen ist für ein paar Tage. Und dann sind sie nämlich auch schon wieder weg. Thank you very much.
Danke.
Und ich mache jetzt mal schnell eine Musik an, sonst müsst ihr da ja nicht mehr diesen Hagelsturm hier die ganze Zeit hören. Was ist hier bloß los? Mann, oh Mann, oh Mann, oh Mann, oh Mann, oh Mann. Chet Faker, Talk is Cheap in der Sendung Stadtland Flux.